Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
And I am Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for April 1st, 2011, episode 1 million. No, just kidding. It's April Fool's. So it's actually episode 110. I know. On Friday mornings, when I get up at 4:15, it feels like episode 1 million. Today is sponsored by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
We worked all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. Some horsing around. Going to the barn, my trouble drift away. My best friend and I settle up and get away. This is what makes a horse lover's heart bound. Horsing around.
I don't know about you, Jamie, but it seemed to be a long week this week.
It really did, actually. Probably to you, because it's, 28 degrees there right now?
Yeah, and spring came and then went away again, and that kind of made it like, bring spring back, you know?
That's okay. We had 1 week of spring. It was 96 degrees yesterday here in Phoenix. So they're predicting 97, 98 today. But it will cool down to about 85 next week. So really looking forward to that.
Yeah, but it's a dry heat. That's what everybody out here says, you know. People
if
who
I
don't
could,
live out there say it's a dry heat, right? Do you guys say it's a dry heat?
If I could punch you through this computer, I would. Because if I hear it's a dry heat one more time, you know what? It may be dry, but it's still 117 degrees. So screw your dry heat. It's hot. And there's no shade. We just bought 5 trees to put around our property and started planting yesterday. But digging into the desert rock is even harder. So we're having a hard time even planting the trees down into the soil. But we're just trying to get a little bit of shade out here.
Do you have to water them like 6 times a day? Do you have to keep like water dripping on them all day long to keep them alive?
Do you know what? They actually do have, of course, we don't have that yet, but considering we've moved into this house and it was kind of a wreck when we bought it, but they do have, it's very common to have drip systems on a timer. Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Like at 5:30 a.m., the water automatically starts and waters all your stuff. I'm not that fancy, so I actually get out there with a hose every single day and water all my trees and my plants, but someday I'll be fancy.
You'll have fancy, you know what, you better drip on those trees or else, you know, they're going to be dead out there with 98 degrees in at the beginning of April.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to die. Well, we're hoping they don't die. But we do have shades that some people put on their trees and stuff, too. Anyway, I think it's felt like a long week, too, because it's just been really busy. And Thursdays are my worst days. They're my best days, but they're also my worst days because I have, like, 5 students and 6 horses to ride on Thursdays. So after I do the show, it's, like, straight to work. And I don't get a break. Poor Chad, my husband, he finally got home at a reasonable hour last night, and I fell asleep on the couch at 8. I'm like, I'm so wild. First year of marriage, I'm crazy.
Welcome to being a horse husband. That doesn't get any better either, Chad. The older they get, the earlier they go to bed. Doesn't get any better.
It's so sad. I'm like, I'm sorry. Before we got married, we didn't have a farm, and I was so much fun. Now I'm like, I'm exhausted. I've watered all these stupid trees all day. I've had all these horses. You got to feed. And I love it. I love every second of it. But, my God, yeah, I definitely crashed out early. And it doesn't help getting up at 4:30 for a radio show, too. So part of it. I need to take a nap today. That's what I'm going to do. Anyway, it's April 1st. It's Friday.
Well,
it's exciting.
Degrees, you better be taking a nap inside or you'll be cooked. Hey, I got to let's do a quick, before I forget, I want to mention that we just got a note from Sandy Lovato, Frankie Lovato, our friend and ex-jockey who does the Equisizer. They are going to be, for everybody heading to Equine Affair next week, including Jennifer and I in Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, they are going to be in booth YT7 in the Celeste building. She welcomes everybody to come in and take a ride on an Equisizer, and she says they've been in the same location for the past 4 years, and we are looking forward to seeing everyone. If you go in there and you're a fan of the Horse Radio Network, please tell them that. We would love for you to mention that when you go in, and you got to go in and ride the Equisizer. It's really fun. Take pictures, post them on our page. We'd appreciate it because there'll definitely be pictures of Jennifer and I riding the Equisizer because we've ridden the Equisizer before, Jamie, but every time we see one, you have to get on and ride it again. It's just required.
I would love to ride one. I think that would be so cool. And now, are all his exercisers racehorses, or does he have – did I hear something about him having some other kind of horses?
Well, they're all the same style. I don't think they're any particular kind of horse. You can practice whatever you'd like on them.
Gotcha.
They're all kind of the same. Now, each one has a personality and a different name. He paints them all differently, and they each get their own different kind of tail and forelock and stuff. So, and they each have their own cute, clever names. And he's named them all, I think, since the very beginning. So they're a lot of fun. So stop on by there. That's at the Celeste building. And we're going to go. Apparently, Jackie got us tickets to go see the Pfizer Fantasia next Friday night. So we're looking forward to that, too. Haven't seen that yet, so that'll be fun. And
cool.
Hey,
I got it. You mentioned the Equisizer. Did you see the commercial that Katie Living Good posted on our Facebook page called We Bought the Wrong Horse?
Yes, that has to be one of my favorite commercials of all time.
That is the coolest, and that's, I don't even know what the commercial was for, but that was so great. I know it's an insurance company. I watched that yesterday, and then I had made Chad watch it. It was so funny, and it just makes me think, like, that's why I was wondering if Frankie's horses that he builds the Equisizers, do they gallop or do they do pee-off like his horse did? I love that. We bought him in Europe. I don't know. We got him from Europe somewhere, and then he comes out of the – for those who haven't seen it, it's this – Mafia kind of buys this horse and they're going to race him, and he comes out of the starting gate and you've got to see what he does. It's just fantastic.
Yes, if you haven't seen that one yet, go to our Facebook page. Just scroll down a little bit. Katie posted it. It is absolutely hilarious. It's one of my favorite ones of all time. I laugh every time I watch it. It's got to be up there. You know, that one might even beat some of the Clydesdale ads because it so catches you off guard. It's so good.
Oh, I know.
Very good.
It's awesome.
Jennifer, what's on the show today?
On today's edition of Freestyle Friday, we are teaming up with Reese Kofler Stanfield for another one of her totally awesome and easy-to-make recipes. And it looks like today we are going to enjoy a Kentucky favorite, so stay tuned. And then we'll use up a little bit of our free time having some fun with the totally off-the-wall news stories, blog posts, and listener comments. And lastly, the much-touted, highly anticipated, most uncultured segment ever to rattle the airways at the Horses in the Morning show, Really Bad Ads.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And we thank you to everybody who submitted the Really Bad Ads. We have a selection of Really Bad Ads for you today, and some of them are like really bad, really bad. Makes you wonder.
Oh, yeah. Scary bad. Like, not scary for the horse, just scary for the education of the author.
That's pretty much it. All right, it's time.
Well, I mentioned yesterday that I had a ton of students, and my last student, my last lesson of the day has to be my favorite, because there's a couple girls that come out here, and we all just hang out, we ride together, and I get on a horse too, and we hang out, and Rebecca, who posts on her Facebook page all the time, Daily Winnie goes out to you, and I'll read you her Facebook post. Best day ever. I know how it feels to fly and be on the ground. Me and my man, Chili, cantered. And bonus here, I did not fall off when I stopped him. Best feeling ever, just like I pictured it. His little ears flickered. The mane flew like I thought it would. It was just like a rocking chair. Best feeling ever. Thanks, ladies, for a wonderful evening again. So, yes, Rebecca, who had her first fall about four weeks ago, had her first canter on purpose. And she loves to say on purpose. And he actually started where I wanted him to, and he actually stopped where I wanted him to. Like, wow, that's supposed to happen every time.
Yeah. I just love how that's like, almost like the exception to the rule, you know?
I know. I didn't fall off, and he stopped and started where I wanted him to, so it was really good. Yeah, it's definitely not the exception. I'm so proud of her because she was really nervous to do it. But I don't give them a lot of time. Like, she's trotting around. I was like, okay, canter. And she just looked, what? No, canter, right now. Canter to the end of the arena. Oh, okay.
They don't give it time to fret about it, huh?
No, just do it now. Just get it over with.
I have to say, I love reading her posts on Facebook because she's so animated about everything. Her posts are really good.
By animated, you mean you can count about 150 exclamation points in each one of them.
Yeah, that would be a part of the animation, definitely. Part of the animation. And capital letters everywhere. You know exactly, now is she that way in person? You know exactly how she feels.
Oh, yeah. She actually, reading her post, it sounds like you're talking to her, because that's how it is. But please, you are in charge of doing our next Daily Winnie. I'm so excited. Oh, honey, she's older than that. But I'm wondering, because I know she's seven, right?
She's seven,
so would that be seven? She was seven on the 1st of January, or is she seven now or eight now? I don't know. Every racehorse person, I mean, obviously racehorses have their unofficial birthday on the 1st
she was born
of January.
April 1st, 2004. So that was her actual birthday. It was April 1st, 2004. So that would make her, you quick math, that would make her, what, seven?
Seven.
Would be seven.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah.
Well,
okay,
happy birthday, Zenyatta. And do you see all the happy birthdays on her Facebook page? It just goes on and on and on and on. I guess when you have 70,000 fans, you're going to get that.
Does she really? How many fans does she have?
2,000.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not feeling so good about our number of fans.
Okay, and look, Dawn, we are one step ahead of you. She says, morning, guys, can you give happy birthday shout-out to Zenyatta on the show today? Happy 7th birthday, Zenyatta. So we beat you to it. We were there.
I love it. I love it. That's her birthday. It's fantastic. And you've got to keep that sound clip exactly where it is, because every time we talk about Zenyatta, you're going to have to play that. It is unbelievable.
And now you'll have to hear that song in your head again today.
It's going to be in my brain until I go to sleep at night. We're such good singers. It's amazing.
Yeah, we're great at that. Hey, did you see, you know, the other day we had that lottery story of that lucky guy who checked his tickets 9 days before it was about to expire and won $1 bazillion?
Yeah.
Poor Mike.
It didn't work out.
Poor Mike.
Oh, God.
Mike and four others opted out of $2 to pony up and go into the office pool to win the Mega Millions of $319 million. So he and four of his friends opted out, and he said he just wasn't feeling lucky that day. Well, Mike, you ain't feeling lucky for the rest of your life now because you just locked out a $319 million jackpot. Seven of his coworkers quit their jobs at the state, at the IDT Department of Housing in New York, and went to the office of the lottery to each pick up their checks after taxes of $19 million each. Mike was delighted for them. These seven were the hardest working state employees I've ever come across, real go-getters. It'll be sad to see them leave. They were such great people. Mike said none of the five who opted out of the Mega Millions pool are bitter or angry. What? You're lying,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, they're lying. They're not bitter or angry because they've taken enough pills to dull the pain.
So the question comes up is, now I didn't realize, so they were bringing this up on the radio. This has been all over every news story. You know, first of all, how would you feel? You would just be like hitting yourself on the head for the rest of your life. $19 million.
I'm sick to my stomach even thinking about being that guy, being Mike. So, yeah, I know the question is, well, I guess that they had always done this pool together, and this is like the one time he decided not to do it.
Apparently he has played almost every time for years.
Yeah.
$2.
For years. And then that's what's going to happen when you opt out of something like this. You've always got to play. Like, oh, I played the same numbers every week. Okay, well, this week I'm going to play different numbers, and then your numbers win. That is just how it works. I mean, some people are just not slated to win the money. It's just never going to happen. This is one of those, but there is absolutely no way that they should cut him in. Give him some money.
Well, that's even hard to do legally. But you know what really sucks for him? He had to go to work yesterday, and his office is now down seven people, which means Mike has to make up for everybody else's job, too, while at work. Because they all
quit. I cannot believe. Unbelievable. And they all just, like, said, okay, we're done. We're never going back.
Wouldn't you, $19 million?
But still, there's like the common courtesy of putting in 2 weeks' notice so they can replace you at least.
Okay, Jamie. I give you full permission. You win $19 million. You can call me and say, I'm not coming back tomorrow. You have my full permission to do that.
No. See what's going to happen.
Because I guarantee
is
if
this
I
show
win
is...
$19 million, I'm calling you and saying I'm not coming in tomorrow.
Okay. I'll find a replacement for you. However, I would like for you to know that if I did win $19 million, I would still totally want to do the show, but we would do it on my schedule. We're not doing the show at 5 a.m.
Noon Eastern?
Yeah. No. Noon, 2 o'clock in the afternoon would be great for me. If you don't mind, that'd be awesome.
Whenever you decide to wake up that day.
Yeah, I'm going to stretch out. You know what, Glenn, I'm not doing it today. Oh, okay. Thanks, Jamie. Bye. I'm kind of tired.
Hey, this is one of those whiplash transitions. I don't have the sound effect, though, so... sorry about that. I don't have the whip yet. There you go. We're going to go from lotteries to pee because Chicago has decided that it's not enough for their carriage horses to have to wear diapers. Like, that's not embarrassing enough when you're a carriage horse to wear diapers so that the, you know, poop doesn't get on the road and everything. But a new regulation takes effect in Chicago on Thursday, which critics say might hold up traffic in the Gold Coast and on the Magnificent Mile on account of horse carriages. They have a new regulation that when a horse pees on the road, the carriage driver has to clean it up immediately. Even if they're in the middle of giving a carriage ride, they have to clean it up immediately. And I have a little sound file that I thought was very – hold on. Hold your thought until you hear this sound file. Listen to the very end of the sound file from this reporter. It just cracked me up.
Unsafe and unrealistic.
Dan Sampson runs Noble Horse, which has carriages on North Michigan Avenue.
They are requiring the carriage drivers to stop their horse and either lean over or get off the carriage and pour some material on the urine spot. Carriage drivers are forbidden to get off the carriage by insurance reasons while there are passengers.
And says Debbie Hay of Antique Coach and Carriage, horses know to go on a green light.
You may have passengers in your vehicle and your horse may see the green light turn green. You've got to hold on to your horse and do this at the same time.
The carriage companies say traffic will be a mess and we couldn't help but ask.
In the Rush Street area, is there more horse urine on the street or more people urine?
Oh, I would have to say there's more people urine for sure.
Mike Krauser, News Radio 780 WBBM.
Exactly what I was thinking. How many times have you been somewhere? I mean, I've been to Chicago. If you walk around Chicago, the smell of urine in the streets is there, and it is not horse-related. It stinks down there. So in the summertime, you'll about burn your eyeballs out. It's like laying down in your horse's stall when you haven't cleaned it in a week, the smell of ammonia. Dear God.
But I want to know.
I can't even believe it.
I got to believe that there's a bazillion dogs that live in Chicago that are peeing everywhere. Do dog owners now have to carry this special stuff to wash down the pee for the dogs?
I know. There's dogs and cats and people. And, oh, and I'm going to do a search of the homeless pup in Chicago.
Okay, I can see it now. All the pigeons have to clean up after themselves.
Yeah, anyway, what about the pigeons? You know,
I'm still
the pigeon
shocked.
Drivers should have to get off and clean up after them.
I am still shocked that there are horses that will allow you to put a diaper on them. Because that's what they came up with a couple weeks ago. My horse would kick your teeth in if you tried to walk up and put a diaper on him.
Yeah, how exactly do they train them for that? That's talk about desensitization. That's the ultimate desensitization right there. Poor cowboy. Chris, better be careful what town he rides through. They might make him diaper his horses.
Oh, my gosh, that's true. Poor Chris. Of course, we're talking about Cowboy Chris, who's riding across the country. Don't go to Chicago, dude. That would be horrible. Don't do it. Oh, bless his little heart. Well, you know, I don't know what to say about that, because that's just the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And the other thing is, I mean, maybe I'm not much of a carriage driver, but first of all, if you have to get off, what are you going to say to your passenger? Hey, hold my horse. Hold these reins real quick.
Well, that's why
and
they're not allowed
stuff.
To get off.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense. And
maybe
then
you
that
have to get your passenger to do it. Here, can you take this bucket and sleep for it on the pee spot underneath? Oh, we're charging an extra $5 for that privilege of cleaning up the horse's pee while you're taking a romantic ride.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's enough that the horses, you know, urinate and non-horse. You know how people freak out when they're non-horse people and the horse poops or something? They're like, oh, my God.
Can you imagine the poor guy trying to propose
up.
To his girlfriend? And he gets down on one knee and the driver goes, damn it, I have to clean up the pee again. And gets off the, you know, it's kind of not romantic. Kind of ruins the moment, doesn't it?
It kind of does, yeah. So whatever. Good luck, Chicago, getting this done. Although I also found in that soundbite, do horses really know green, red, and yellow lights? You're a driver.
Well,
is that true?
Apparently, hers do. Mine never did, but I didn't drive them in the city all that much. So,
are you telling me that the horse looks up at the traffic lights and sees that it's a green light, or is it just moving because the car's next to it's moving? Is there anybody out there listening to this who can give me an answer? Do horses actually see the traffic? I mean, I'm sure they can see colors. I don't think they're colorblind. Who knows?
Well,
but
there's people
they
that say they are.
Go,
so.
I know, but yeah. You wear a red shirt out to a barn and see if your horse doesn't spook with you know, your stupid Hawaiian shirt that you got from, you know, your Hawaiian vacation. I swear horses see colors because I've seen them spook at stuff. But no, to go out there and to look up and go, oh, it's a red light. I got to stop. Okay.
Well, we have more of these fun stories for you for a little later in the show. But we have to get to our sponsor for this half hour, our special segment here that we're doing every Friday. And then we have a recipe from Reese coming up, and, of course, our really bad ads coming up later in the show, and more news for you, too. That's just kind of a Freestyle Friday chuckle. Take it away, Jamie.
Well, do we have our special guest on the line?
Yes, we do. Yep.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. I was expecting you guys to have, like, this big April Fool's Day joke going on.
Yeah, we have
one. We thought about it.
Glenn canceled it in the last, like, 5 minutes of the pre-planning, so I'm a little mad at him right now because I thought it was going to be awesome. And we're not going to talk about it anymore because I'm kind of upset about the whole thing. So, Katie, from Kentucky Performance Products, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. And how are you guys?
Well, we're good. Do you have any at the Kentucky Performance Product offices? Are there any pranks going on today, anything like that?
Not that I'm privy to. I always have my good ideas after the fact.
Well, one of the guys I went to high school with just posted on Facebook that he and his wife had their baby, and like 400 people wrote congratulations, and afterwards he was like, okay, that wasn't a very funny joke. We really didn't have it. She's not due for another month.
That hurts.
I just don't think many jokes are funny, and especially when you're typing into Facebook. It's just not that funny. Somebody else said, next year Facebook starts charging $25 a year for your profile. April Fool's!
Good one.
That's not funny. All right, good times. So what we're calling to talk to you about today, Katie, is that we are going to talk about ulcers. And I have had experience with my thoroughbred who actually, he just started at Joint Armor last night. So I love the product of KPP. But this is a supplement. I don't even know what it is. We're going to let you tell it. But I've had horses with ulcers before. And my thoroughbred was almost untouchable. He was so angry and so bitter and so touchy. Like, you couldn't brush him. He just hated being touched everywhere. He couldn't saddle him. And we treated him for ulcers for another thing led us to believe that he had ulcers. And all of a sudden, he loves being groomed. He doesn't mind being tacked. You can tighten the girth, no problem. His whole attitude has changed. And I really think that, you know, getting rid of those ulcers, it was so much discomfort that he wasn't happy and everything hurt. So how common are gastric ulcers in horses and why?
Well, you know, the ulcers are really more common than we think. You know, I've got a couple stats from research that's been done, and they found that 40% of pleasure horses have them, 60% of performance horses, so those are your hunters and jumpers, dressage horses and endurance horses, they have ulcers, and they also showed that 90% of race horses have ulcers. You know, they've found that, those are big numbers. And they've even found that broodmares and foals that are on pasture can develop ulcers. So it is really a prevalent issue. And horses are incredibly susceptible because of the way their stomach works. You know, their stomach's different than humans in that it secretes acid continuously throughout the day. And when horses were in a natural setting, that acid was buffered by a constant flow of saliva, which was produced as they were grazing throughout the day. So, you know, when we've restricted their grazing and we're feeding only a couple meals per day, we've really limited the natural buffering capacity of the stomach, and ulcers can form through that. And, of course, you know, stress plays a role, too. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, so you've got stress, you've got constant acidic production that, you know, is not staved off by horses grazing and being in a natural setting. Is there anything else? Like, do horses that get stressed out a lot, like I have a horse that is herd bound. Say I had a horse that's herd bound, and he gets upset. Is that another factor that could cause him, like us, when we get upset, we produce acid?
Yes. You know, any time that a horse is unable to continuously eat or graze, of course, that can lead to ulcers. You know, like I said, stress does play a role. Like you said, any stressful situation, being away from the herd, training, competing, relocating, all these things can increase the risk. You know, and like you said, even simple changes in the daily routine that you wouldn't think would cause stress, they really do. You know, moving to a different paddock, for instance, can be enough stress
I've got so much to worry about. But how can we tell if they have ulcers?
Well, like you said, you know, the sour behavior is one of the most common complaints, and there are other symptoms too. You know, things like poor appetite, a lack of energy when you're exercising them, mild bouts of colic, there's weight loss and even poor coat condition. You know, all these things are some symptoms. In foals, they often see teeth grinding and cribbing as a sign of ulcers. But the best way to know if your horse has an ulcer is for your vet to look at the stomach using an endoscope. And then, of course, sometimes horses have been diagnosed if they respond positively to treatment like your Sorbit did.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so obviously the next thing to do would be to try to prevent them. So how do we do that?
Well, one of the big things is to reduce the stress in your horse's life as much as possible. But there are other things.
And your life.
Yes.
Because when we're stressed out, our horse is stressed out for sure. So just de-stress both of you. Start, teach your horse to meditate.
I've got to teach myself first.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, so reducing stress in your life will help. You can also provide small, frequent meals throughout the day rather than feeding only, you know, one or two large meals if your horse is at risk. You know, keep hay in front of stalled horses can help, allowing as much grazing time as possible. You know, these are some of the management tools that everyone can use. And then, you know, there's also incorporating an equine antacid like our Nalox into your feeding program. Will help buffer the excess acid that's produced, coat the stomach, and reduce the formation of ulcers. And our product Nalox is unique in that it's long-lasting. It's, you know, going to work for up to 8 hours. And that's unlike the herbal and calcium-based antacids, which dissipate really quickly in the stomach. Nalox is a great follow-up to a course of Gastroguard because it's not as costly and will help stop ulcers from reoccurring. But
And you just you put it in the feed, or how do you feed it?
You would feed it with the daily ration. And, you know, I've had vets tell me it's much easier to prevent ulcers than treat them. And many vets will recommend a combination of the management tools I was telling you about earlier, as well as Nalox for those particularly at-risk horses. And you can feed Nalox all the time as a daily preventative for the at-risk horse, or only when you need it. For instance, if you know your horse is going to be really stressed out from a move, or if you're traveling to a big competition, you know, it's a really easy to feed tasty pellet, and it's really affordable. And you would include it in each feeding of your horse.
Okay, so basically it's pony tums. But you can just feed it to them.
Well, it's similar to that, but it's going to be more one of the long-lasting. So it might be your Prilosec versus your Tums. So,
no, I'm sure it's a lot better than Tums. But just, you know, so everybody go check it out, kppusa.com, and Nalox is the product. Again, it's way cheaper and easier to prevent ulcers than to treat them. Yeah, that Gastroguard is like, you know, an arm and a leg. So definitely go check it out at Nalox if you think your horse is susceptible, if you're going to be traveling, if you're showing your horse a lot, go check it out, kppusa.com. And KPP Katie, thank you so much for being on our show.
No problem. And you know, if
hey,
anyone
Katie, I have a quick question. Jennifer,
sure.
And they didn't really want to ask you themselves, but they're wondering if you have any human products, because they have to work with me, which pretty much causes ulcers every day, Jamie and Jennifer. And they were wondering if you had anything for them that you could just send them on the side.
I just take Nalox. I just already take Nalox. I don't even care if it's for horses. It works.
I don't, maybe a happy hour?
Happy hour, yeah, that'll be the... Thank you, Katie.
Hey, no problem. And I just wanted to add real quick, if any of the listeners have any questions, they're welcome to call me. The phone number here is 1-800-772-1988.
Okay, thanks, Katie.
Thank you, guys. Happy April Fools.
Bye-bye. You know, I thought that that our next guest was playing an April Fool's joke on us based on the name of the recipe that she was going to tell us about, and then I found out that it was just a misspelling. But we're going to welcome for our Cooking with Reese segment, Reese Koffler Stanfield. Are you back from sunny Florida?
Hello. I am back in Kentucky, and I think it was an April Fool's joke because when I got on Casper before I came on the show, it was like 26 degrees, and I think that's an April Fool's joke.
That's
true. Horrible. You've been down in Florida. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Now, last time we talked to you, Reese, you were in the process of having an indoor arena done. Is it finished?
Well, no. If you can hear some beeping and lifts and cranes, it's happening right outside the door right now. So it's really exciting. It's fun to watch them. It's actually really fun to watch them do it. They're very, very organized, and they know what they're doing. And actually, I was talking with Jennifer before I came on. The horses have been really good about it. I thought, oh, my, I'm going to have a month of not so much fun. But, you know, I think they're just as interested as we are. They're really good.
Well, I was wondering, I'm like, are you getting your horses broke to large equipment, you know?
Yes. the poor baby's going to need some Nalox or 6 feet or something from walking around. We take them out there just to check out the big equipment, so.
Well, I have to tell you, Reese, you're going to be so proud of my wife. Jennifer, actually, two nights ago, made the first recipe that you ever did on the show, tortellini soup. And
I am so excited.
Yes, she made the tortellini soup, and I actually we took pictures. I'm going to post a picture on our Facebook page.
All right.
It was very good. Now, she knows I don't like spinach so much. That one had spinach in it. So what she did is she just took carrots and celery and substituted carrots and celery for the spinach, and it was very good. Yes.
Awesome. Oh, I love that. Well, Glenn and Jamie, you're going to have to tell me what you don't like so I don't pick recipes that you don't like. I didn't
that'll
know you
be,
didn't like
that'll
spinach.
That'll be tough, Reese. If it's a vegetable,
I know.
Glenn doesn't like it.
Oh.
Yeah, so just
I've been getting better about the vegetable thing. Have you ever tried the curried chicken? Did you ever get to the curried chicken, Jamie?
Of course I did. Oh, my gosh. My husband thought that was the greatest thing I have ever made. The recipe.
Good? I was very proud of me, too.
It was amazing. And I set some of the sauce aside because I don't eat chicken, obviously. And I set some of the sauce aside, and then I just put that over rice. It was phenomenal. Of course, we're talking about the curried chicken with ginger and yogurt. Now, what I changed it to is I changed it to Greek curry because, the hardest thing about the whole thing was finding darn Greek yogurt. But I did go to one, like a fancy grocery store, and they had it. But I actually made you did it in the crock pot, and I actually made a huge thing of it. Because Chad will eat leftovers for days. So he actually had it for dinner last night and the night before. So 2 days, and guess what he's having for lunch?
Yes. Well, that's what we do. Travis takes it for lunch, and I have it for lunch. So I typically don't cook for two because with busy people and you want to have a nice, healthy, you know, lunch. And for me, if it doesn't go in the microwave and ready in 2 minutes, I typically can't have it. So that's what we do. We do try to make big portions the night before, and then we have our containers we put them in. So.
Well, I got to tell you that that every recipe you give us makes enough because a tortellini soup could have fed 12.
That's another one. I know. Well, I really try to give everyone, you know, an easy recipe that will feed an army and you can have for leftovers. So that's what we do in our family.
Well, I got to ask you this. So we get the recipe. You always send us the recipes ahead of time so we can take a look at them. And you send us this recipe, and I really did think it was an April Fool's joke, because the name of this recipe is My Mare's Mini Bot Brown Appetizer.
I think that was honestly just a typo. Sorry.
Because I was thinking of mini bots, you know, and bots, you know, they're tiny, but they don't really look all that appetizing. And then I got thinking they are kind of brown.
No.
And I got to thinking, oh, we're going to make an appetizer that looks like bots. Great. Yeah, that'd be great.
No. It's just a typo. It wasn't even meant to be an April Fool's joke. I wish that would have been funny, but no. I'm not really good with April Fool's Day.
Well, you know what, Reese, being having lived in Kentucky for 3.5, almost 4 years, I knew exactly what you were talking about because hot browns are the stuff. I love hot browns. They do
so
veggie
good.
Hot browns. Oh, my gosh. I'm trying to remember the recipe.
Yes.
The name of the restaurant downtown Lexington that serves the hot browns.
Ramsey.
Oh, my gosh.
And they have a wonderful hot brown there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
for people that aren't from Kentucky, the hot brown was made at the Brown Hotel, and it is like the Kentucky dish, and especially around this time of year, Kentucky in the spring is the best. I love it. I love driving to my farm. You see all the babies out, and you drive by the next day, and there's a new baby, and Keeneland Racecourses is getting ready to start next week here, and then we have the Derby, and we have Rolex for the eventers, but Rolex is great fun for any horseman to go. It's kind of a mini wag. So that's kind of why I picked this recipe because, I was like, oh, what am I going to do? Trying to pick an Easter recipe, but I wasn't coming up with anything that I was just in love with. So I have this cute book. It's called Sterling Bites, the Bluegrass Equestrian Experience by Kathy Mayfield and Susie Smith. And I wanted to use it and find a recipe in here. They're great recipes. They're pretty easy and fun and quick, and they have cute names when you spell them right. So that's why I kind of picked this recipe, and I wanted to talk about the book as well.
All right, cool. Go for it.
Okay. So for the My Mare's Mini Hot Brown Appetizer, you use 2 chicken bouillon cubes, 1/2 cup of hot water, 1.5 cups of half and half, 6 tablespoons of unsalted butter, 4 tablespoons all-purpose flour, 2 cups of Swiss cheese, shredded, 8 bacon strips, cooked and crumbled, 1 French baguette, a quarter to half-inch slices, 1 pound country ham, sliced, 1 pound turkey, sliced, 1/4 small onion sliced thin, and parsley for garnish. So how you do it, it's pretty easy. In a large measuring cup, dissolve the bouillon cubes in hot water. Cool slightly before adding the half and half. That's important. For somebody that has mistakenly added something to hot water, it doesn't work. Cool it.
Does it curdle it or something when you put half and half in boiling?
Right. It curdles it. So you just want to make sure that it's cooler. I learned that the hard way, so I had to start all over again. So that's important. And then you want to melt the butter. You want to melt the butter in a saucepan and add flour. And then you want to whisk this part of the recipe until the mixture is creamy. And, again, that's important because if you don't, incorporate the butter in the flour. It tastes like flour. It doesn't work. And then you're going to add your bouillon mixture while continuing to whisk the sauce until it bubbles and thickens. You're going to add the Swiss cheese and stir until smooth. If the sauce gets a little too thick, then just add some water. You want to put it back on your stove, add a little bit of heat and a little bit of water until you like the consistency. And then you're going to spray your baking.
This, I have to interrupt because now I know why I like hot browns, because that sauce is butter and cheese melted.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. We have a kind of rule in our family. Yeah, 1 hot brown a year. That's the rule. You get your 1 hot brown. We typically go to Ramsey's right before Derby, and we get the hot brown, and then we go on a really long walk. It's not necessarily good for you, but it tastes yummy.
Yeah, a good way to do that is you walk to Ramsey's and back.
Yes! From my farm to Ramsey's would be perfect. Ride my bike. Exactly. That would be great. Yeah, so it's not, this isn't my healthiest recipe. I'm sorry, but I had to get it on.
I love it.
it's very, very good. So you're going to spray your baking dish with cooking spray, and you're going to place your sliced bread on the bottom. Then you're going to lay your ham, turkey, and the onions on the bread. And then you're going to cover with the cheese sauce and the crumbled bacon. You're going to bake at 350 for 10 to 15 minutes until everything's lightly browned and bubbly. Then you're going to put your parsley on it. And the other thing with the hot brown that's not in this recipe is a tomato. A traditional hot brown also has a tomato. So you could put a tomato on top of this.
Well, see, and it also has, not just that, it has the tomato on top of all of that, and then they put more cheese on top of the tomato.
More cheese.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. More cheese. You can't forget that extra cheese. So we've got a pound of cheese, we've got ham, turkey, bread, and pretty much it's just, you wouldn't have to eat for a month after this. Pretty much after you eat a hot brown at Ramsay's, you feel like a lead weight, and you really don't want to eat for a while. It's
no, you don't. You don't. It is. But it is so yummy. Like you said, we get one
so
year
good.
In our family. That's it. They have a great veggie hot brown. But this is a good thing that's fun. You can have it at Easter. You know, it kind of has an Easter flair to it as well. And it's tasty.
I'm gonna have to make it. I'm so craving a hot brown right now. I mean, Rolex is coming up, Reese. I'm so excited about Rolex. I get to come on Wednesday, get to stay all week. I want to come and take a riding lesson with you.
Oh my gosh, we get to meet in person. I would love it. I know your voice.
I want to come. I want to come take a dressage lesson if you're not too if you don't yell at me too much. And then
okay.
I want hot browns. I'm feeling the mood of Lexington. I'm so excited. I consider it, you know, a home that I had, you know, growing up. I mean, for a long time I lived there. So I am excited. I'm going to have to make hot browns, I think, for dinner. And the cool thing about Ramsay's, and if you've had the veggie one, I think that they put, I mean, obviously extra tomato, but I think they put banana peppers on it, which was like added like a really nice tart kind of pickled flavor to the Swiss cheese. Oh my God, I'm hungry. Okay, thanks.
Yeah. Well, I can't wait. We are all going to have to get together and go to Ramsay's now, for sure.
I think so.
To give a riding lesson, and then we'll make the hot brown here at the farm.
Hey, I got to say, too, Reese, we were just plugging earlier in the show that we're going to be at Equine Affair next weekend visiting, and you're going to be there doing your thing, right?
I am going to have to stop by.
So you're going to be teaching some clinics and things?
I am teaching clinics, and Casper is doing Fantasia. So it's going to be great.
You're
going to
be in Fantasia?
I'm going to be in Fantasia.
Well, we're going to be there watching you. Yay!
Oh, my gosh, that is going to be so fun. I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it. And Christina, my assistant, and my mom are working on blinging me out because, as everybody knows, I am not really the glittery kind of girl. But we're pulling it out. We're excited. It's going to be fun. We'll definitely do that. And Casper's having fun.
She's going to look like Elton John out there on Casper.
Now, Reese, I got to ask, did your mom go out and buy a bedazzler for this event?
Well, it's her job. I don't know. This is her role in the whole experience. I don't know what has been done to my old chat belly. Actually, I don't even know. I just said, hey, Mom, you want a job? And she was really excited about bedazzling me, putting some bling on it. So it should be really fun. And I'm teaching, I'm doing four sessions, which will be fun. We're doing 10 ways to improve your dressage score. We're doing function follows form. We're going to talk about rider position and then tips to help your event horse relax in the dressage ring. That's another one. And then I'm also talking in the youth pavilion. So I hope everyone, if it's going to Equine Affair, stops by and says hi. And any recommendations for any recipes, let me know. And we're all going to have to get together. That would be great.
Yeah, and I will say this. Jackie, our friend here at Horses in the Morning Show, lives up that way, and she goes every year, and she saw you there last year, and she was so impressed. Let me tell you, everybody, if you're going to be at Equine Affair, one of the things you have to do is look on the schedule. There's lots and lots of friends of the Horse Radio Network that are going to be giving clinics there, but you cannot miss Reese's clinic. She just said it was one of the best ones she saw last year.
Oh, that was really sweet. Thanks. Well, I hope to pack the house, and we have a couple little giveaways for everybody. So we've been working on some giveaways. So
how do
you
feel? You know what? Us horse husbands aren't allowed to heckle during dressage tests. Are we allowed to heckle if I come? Can I heckle you during your clinic?
Oh my gosh, Glenn, I'll know it's you. And you know, it's April Fool's Day, but payback, buddy. That's all I gotta say. You're probably gonna be nervous when I see you. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Glenn, I'm nervous now. You're gonna make me nervous. I mean, you better watch out. I may pull you out there. You know?
Yeah, that's
you never
true.
Know.
We're gonna have to be careful with that, I think.
You're like,
well,
you never
you.
Know. No,
we're
no,
looking
it would be
forward
fun.
To
I know,
seeing
I was,
you.
I love Sunday.
And we're going to have to try, and I know this is hard during Rolex because you're so darn busy, but we're going to have to try and have a Reese night where we can all get together during Rolex
no,
while everybody's
actually,
here.
I'm probably less busy during Rolex than you guys this year. I'm actually not coaching anyone, and I have a very important shopping date all day Friday at Rolex, and I'm going to help Pete and Lindsay White in the Riders for Helmet booth. I'd love to help you guys out.
Can we ask you a favor on dressage days? Can we're doing Horses in the Morning live from Rolex this year, right in the Bender area. Will you come over maybe on dressage mornings and tell us how it went and give us a little, you know, a little update from Rolex?
My pleasure. I would love to. I would love to.
Oh, that'd be great.
I'll have to watch some tests for sure. That would be
come
great.
Be our dressage
no,
correspondent.
Right. I love it. I would be honored.
Well, that'll be great. We're looking forward to that. Well, thank you very much, Reese. And I just want to tell everybody that I have now posted your recipe on our Facebook page. It's up there,
yes.
Cooking with Reese. My mare's mini spot brown.
Hot brown. I know. See, I'm going to really need to watch my spell check next time.
All right, Reese. Thank you very much.
Well, looking forward to seeing you. Have a happy Easter, everybody. And email me, jrcoffler@aol.com, if you want your recipe on the next month.
Okay, sounds good.
Awesome.
Thanks, Reese.
Great, thanks, guys. Have a great day. Bye.
You have to feel good after your doctor, Reese.
You know, if she just wasn't so darn negative, I mean, and just, you know, no emotion at all. She's so, you know, drab. She is the most animated, fun person to talk to. It's amazing. It is really awesome.
I love having her on Friday, too. She's perfect for Freestyle Fridays. She's just perfect.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, hey, we're going to play a song here in a second. I want to get to it because I absolutely love, 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 love this song. And it's brought to you today by Pocket Stable. Pocket Stable is the only iPhone app that's been created for horse owners. Okay, and they want, if you want to keep track of all your horse information, vaccines, dewormings, farrier, dentist visits, all together and easily accessible, you know, like from your back pocket if you're like me at the barn. You can track their weight. You can get reminders of the next time the vet's due out. You can find Pocket Stable in your app store on your iPhone. You just go to the app store and type in Pocket Stable, type in stable, it'll pop up. You can also visit them at pocketstable.com. It is definitely a great purchase and only $3.99.
All right, and I picked this song specifically because it is Jamie's favorite.
Yeah, yeah.
To make up for the ukuleles.
Yeah, look.
Well, she talks about him, dreams about him, thinks about him all the time. Got to have them, be lost without them. You can see it in her eyes. What is it? What is it with girls and horses? She said, now when I was a young girl, they were my whole world. They were sometimes dream about them. I live to love them, and I love to ride. I'll always have them, be lost without them. There's magic in those endless. What is it? What is it with girls and horses? What is it? What is it with girls and horses? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Girls and horses.
Oh my gosh, I love that song. That is Templeton Thompson, Girls and Horses. And I mean, is anything more true? You know, what is it? We're just girls and horses. And granted, I think we do now, Glenn, have about 6 or 7 male listeners, because we had a comment on the page from a new male listener that I haven't seen, Dale. Do you know Dale Hodge?
Dale's the one that called in the other day that I went to school with, who's now become a regular listener of the show. And Dale, I apologize.
Oh.
I was supposed to call you yesterday afternoon, but I wasn't feeling so hot, so I didn't end up calling anybody. I will call you later today. Apologize for that, Dale. But Dale now listens every day, so we're glad to have him on board. He's a horse dad, actually.
That's right. And never mind, and then we only have 4 male listeners. Thought it was a new one. but you know what? That song, Girls and Horses, it is the only song that'll get that sound clip that you played this morning. I don't want to say it because, you know, it'll get stuck in my head again.
Zinata, 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 zinata. That one?
Yeah, that one. The Girls and Horses will get that out of my head. So we got to play Girls and Horses after the Zenyatta song so that Zenyatta doesn't reverberate in my brain all day.
Zenyatta, I'll be sure to play it again so that you have it there with you.
Yeah, thanks for that. Thanks for
all right, that's enough of that.
thank you. Happy birthday, Zenyatta. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Horses, what is it with girls and horses? See, that's out of my brain already. I got the Zenyatta in my head. You're listening to Horses in the Morning, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. And we learned today a little bit about Maalox. So if you missed that, go back and listen to it. Learn about ulcers. It's educational. And we talked to Reese, and she's made me completely starving now. But it is time for my favorite segment, Really Bad Ads.
Pay attention.
Now, Really Bad Ads, Glenn, is, you know, while I was searching for my friend a horse and then my student a horse, you know, you go online and you try to find a diamond in the rough. So a lot of times you will go to, you know, non-equine ad sites like Craigslist, for example, is a great example of, you know, people that list their horses on this particular free website, and you can post pictures for free. And if you've never done Craigslist.com, well, let's just say stick to the farm and garden section, because the rest of it will hurt your brain. so
you mean you don't go to the personal section every day? Isn't that where you met Chad, in the personal section of Craigslist?
Please don't go to the personal section. Don't go to the misconnections. Don't go to the men seeking women or whatever kind of concoction they've come up with. stay away from those, please. However, the farm and garden section can be very useful because I bought my chickens off the farm and garden section. I found my shed builder on the farm and garden section. I mean, I've done lots of things. I have one of my horses is from Craigslist. So you can find definite diamonds in the rough there. However, while searching for a horse for these a couple different people, I realized that, oh my gosh, there are some people that post, and again, it's not a reflection of the horse. It is a direct reflection of the owner. I am just so curious as to how people come up with the ideas to type. I mean, they're trying to sell something. So you would think that, you know, a little bit of a savvy sales pitch would work, or, you know, punctuation, capital letters, or not all capital letters, or not all lowercase letters. A simple spell check would do. Anything like that, just try to sell a horse. So we've come up with a compilation, and we did ask our listeners to submit as well. And we do have a prize for the winner, a pair of spur suaders. So we did ask our listeners to submit some, and some of these are the ones that we found because when I'm given a task, I will follow through with it. And I have actually almost bought a couple horses. I've looked at one of these Craigslist ads by now, but I've staved it off. I have stopped doing it. so we've got a good list, and I'll go ahead and read you the first one here. Keep in mind, these people are trying to sell their horse. This one says, I have a Mustang quarter horse cross, gelding. I'm not sure on the exact measurement, but I'm willing to put him somewhere in the 14.2 to 16.2 range.
He's somewhere between pony and big horse.
I'm willing to put him somewhere in the 14.2 to 16.2 range. What? Okay, and it goes on. Mind you, there is no capital letters on this at all. He's a bay. I'm not sure of his age. Been told many things by many people you know. Has just a slight bit of energy, but not anything most riders should worry about. So there's several things wrong with that ad. Completely saying between 14 and 16.2, and they don't know how old he is. So good luck.
And apparently, we know the same people, because I like how this is written. Been told many things by many people you know. So apparently we know the same people. That's what caught my attention there is, you can trust me because your people also know this horse.
I've been told many things by people you know. How did you know me?
The second one. This one Jennifer actually found here. We got to say that Kentucky has some very interesting ads on Craigslist. And it doesn't matter, you know, by the way, you can be looking for anything, an appliance, whatever. We're just a horse show, so we picked out the horse ones. But you're going to find the same things with cars and appliances and everything else. This one is, the title is Trade Quarter Horse Colt, $1. Looking to trade maybe for some bottle goats, a bottle calf, or a pig, or something. That's it. They just want to trade this darn quarter horse colt for something. You know, I have a TV set, a really old one. I wonder if they'd consider trade. And it was really funny in this ad, too. He wants bottle goats, which I assume mean babies, a bottle calf, or a pig. Apparently, the pig doesn't matter. It can be a full-size pig. It doesn't have to be a baby pig. So,
or something. They don't care whatever
anything.
It is.
We
they
don't
want
care.
To
just
get rid of
this darn quarter horse.
Yeah.
Get it out of my pasture.
Seriously, oh my gosh. And he's not gelded either, so he's probably mounting everything that they have back there. So you enjoy, work on getting that pig together so you can trade it for the horse, the colt, the horse colt. So the next one is actually a Phoenix ad, and I'm just going to read, I'm not going to read the phone number, which comes after, but I'm going to read it the way that they wrote it. And I swear I am not lying about this. This is honest to God, an ad from Craigslist. Arabian gelding for sale. His name is Aladdin. Is an experienced horse. He does side pass and rides well. His name is Aladdin. He's real sweet. I think you will like him. Check him out on our site and come out and ride him. We've been working with him and he can do quite a bit. He still needs to gain more weight and he's gaining every day. His name is Aladdin.
What was his name
What's his name?
Apparently the name was the important part of that whole thing.
And the thing is, it's spelled differently from the beginning of the ad to the end of the ad.
I didn't
notice that.
Did you
notice that?
No, I didn't notice that. That's right. You're right. It is spelled differently each time.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because we don't know the horse's age, we don't know the horse's size, but we do know his name.
And she knows that she knows that she thinks you will like him. You will like him.
And apparently Aladdin was a little skinny, but he's gaining every day, every day. This next one was from here in Kentucky. It was Lincoln County, which is a really rural part of Kentucky here. And they have a registered quarter, spelled wrong, horse stud.
Quarter
horse stud. Zippo Pine Bar Bloodline. I have an 8-year-old Palomino stallion that is Zippo Pine Bar bred. He is registered foundation horse. He's a registered paint. He's a registered AQHA horse. I have all papers in hand. You can look at his pedigree on allbreedpedigrees.com. His registered name is, are you ready? Old Buckethead. I'm not kidding. It's Old Buckethead. Now, there's the horse you really want to breed to. Old Buckethead. I'm going to bring my mare right over there.
And then you have a foal, you call it Baby Buckethead, and then this is Mama Buckethead, and this is Baby Buckethead, and then this is Grandbaby Buckethead.
I think I'm
this
let
is Young Buckethead.
And another question I have is, how many times can you register, how many different places are you allowed to register your horse? Apparently a lot of places.
He's a registered foundation paint
quarter horse.
Pedigree,
yeah,
Buckethead. Jennifer actually found this one, and I have to give her complete credit because this is not right. This is just wrong. And it's not a horse for sale, but you can actually purchase this product. The ad says, hair extensions for your horse add a whole new dimension to your look. Color makes your horse look faster. I'm sorry. Read that again. Color makes your horse look faster. Colorful Manes and Tails, I would assume .com, but they just put colorful manes and tails .. And then, I see. The next line is, com, can you get noticed in the arena, parade, trail, or wherever you ride?
Can you,
Hunters,
Jennifer, can you quick call Patty at Mucho Macho Man's owner and tell her we're going to be sending over some extensions?
Absolutely.
Apparently, he will look, Mucho Macho Man will look faster and will win the Kentucky Derby.
Colorful Manes and Tails, and then the next line, .com can get you noticed, not even .com, it's just com can get you noticed in the arena, parade, trail, or wherever you ride. Hunters, I was confused on this for a minute. Hunters, we have Blaze Orange. Now, I was thinking, why would Hunter Jumpers want to buy an orange mane and tail extension? That is totally what I thought. I was like, is that the new color in the Hunter Jumper ring? Oh, wait, no. No, hunters, like actual gun hunters. That's how out of touch I am with the hunting world.
Well, I think Jackie Rollins sent us the picture of the day. Jackie sent an ad that she found, I assume, on Craigslist. It looks like a Craigslist ad. And it says, mule and Zorse for sale. 3-year-old horse mule, approximately 55 inches, that is gentle but not broke. $300 or best offer. You pretty much take the mule away, I guess. And a very pretty buckskin Zorse that is broke to ride, $500. I'm going to post the picture after the show here of the Zorse. I got to say, and you know, I've seen some cute Zorses. We've had a guest on that raises Zorses, and they're very cute, and they're adorable. This one ain't so much. This is probably one of the ugliest horses I've ever seen. And I know we're going to get people writing and saying, oh, this is, you can't say that about this Zorse. I'm sorry. This is one ugly Zorse.
Genetically, this was a bad idea. And I love buckskins. I love just about any buckskin, but bless their little heart. This little half zebra, half, I guess it, is it, it can't be a half zebra, half horse. It looks like a donkey.
I know, the ears are huge.
I
mean, it's,
they, I think
fact,
it's a,
the Zorth has bigger ears than the mule. I don't get it.
I think it's a Zool. I think it's
Zool.
I think they
I don't
listed
even know if that's
it incorrectly.
Possible.
I don't know either, but it's, it sounds good because I don't think mules breed. but it, this is definitely a genetic excitement at best. So post the picture.
But it's only $500.
What a steal! What a deal! Amazing. Yeah, the next one is a from April Strong, and she, I don't know if she lives in Wyoming, but she was searching up in the Wyoming Craigslist ads. This is I've just never heard of this before. Okay, normal ad, I mean, Palomino paint mare. She is a 7-year-old Palomino paint mare, 15 hands, 90 days of training. She has Bee Road Western. And she has been one couple trail rides. She loads well and travel great. She is not a blood mare. She has one colt on the ground. You pick up horse only. Only you can pick up the horse.
What is a blood mare? Am I missing something with this ad?
She
is not a blood mare. Is that really mean? I'm being serious here. Does that mean anything?
I've never heard of a blood mare. I mean, there are things I learn every day about horses, but if somebody can tell me if a blood mare is like a real thing, or is it, because you would think, oh, she meant to say brood mare. She is not a brood mare. And the next line is, she has one colt on the ground.
Well, then she was a brood mare at some point.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. She has Bee Road Western, and she load well and travel great. She is not a blood mare. She has one colt on the ground. You pick up horse only. Any question, please email. Only you can pick up the horse. Wait, I got to read one more little line here. Do you remember when we had the, of course you remember because you went and saw him, the comedian on, the rodeo guy, and
yes,
he was talking to me, the rodeo clown.
Yes.
And he was talking to me, and he goes, girl, you sound cuter than a bucket full of ducks.
That's
I had never heard that before. And Chad heard that, and he says that to me all the time now. He's like, you just look cuter than a bucket full of ducks. And I had never heard that in my life. Then I found a Craigslist ad, and I only pulled out the one line because it says, stops on a dime, clips, loads, shoes, trail rides great, and is cuter than a bucket full of baby ducks.
Oh, baby
I
ducks.
Didn't know
that
was
cuter.
I know. I didn't know that that was a real saying, so apparently somebody else has heard him say it. Maybe that was him selling a horse. Who knows?
And then we had, thank Emily. Now we're down to our final two. I don't have a drum roll. Do a drum roll. Okay, it's our final two. This is the runner-up. And we will send Dawn, or let's see, Emily Huss a something. We're going to find something to send you as the runner-up. But
a shiny nickel.
A what?
A shiny nickel.
A shiny nickel. Okay, I have one of those. And this was this is in the high desert, apparently. I'm not sure where that is. Two pit bulls, one mare. Looking for homes for two young female pit bulls. In capital letters, not for fighting. They are sweet with people and need homes where they can get lots of personal attention, preferably where they are the only dog. Apparently, they're great with people, not so good with other dogs. Absolutely no cost apart from a home and some love. Also looking for a good home for one black and white mare. New owner must hold. We spent three sentences on the pit bull. And one short sentence on the black and white mare. That's all. It's just a
black and white mare
taken home. I don't care what you do with the mare, but the pit hole fools better get a darn nice home. That's all I got to say.
And you better pick it up. What I noticed about this ad is that they are looking for a home for two pit bulls.
Yes.
But they can only go where they are the only dogs.
Dog.
Well,
yeah,
if they are the only dog, there's two of them. initially anyway. So they can't be the only dog if they both get, you know what I mean? I just
Yeah, I know
weird.
What you mean. I'm kind of thinking that they fight all the time, which is why they have to be separated. But they're great
Let's
with people.
Separated.
Just hope they don't see another dog and they're going to eat them alive. Hey, I want to say before you get to the winner that the winner is going to receive a pair of Spurs Suede Spurs. Spurs Suede Spurs are the soft, gentle choice of spurs. Jennifer uses only these for our horse Beaker when she rides. They are a terrific design. Our friend Linda from Canada actually designed these spurs. They're becoming very popular in all sorts of riding, from trail riding to dressage to if you just need that little bit of extra oomph, but you don't want to use a big nasty spur, then the Spur Suede, because it has a blunt end and it's very round, it's completely different shape and design. We posted a link to it on our Facebook page. Check it out. It's really a cool spur, and they've donated one for the winner today. So the winner, and Jennifer or Jamie's going to announce that shortly, is
Dawn Bailey.
Dawn Bailey, you definitely get it this week. Woohoo! I want to see you get through this ad.
Well, here's what I'm going to do, Glenn. This should go on the best of Craigslist, like, of all time. I'm going to read it to you as she meant to write it in her head or his head, and then I'm going to read it to you the way they actually read it, because you wouldn't understand it if I just read it to you the way it is. I need to translate it first, and I speak Craigslist, so it's no problem. Here's the actual ad. Hello, everyone. I have a sweet horse that I'm selling. He's a white Arab. He's around 9 years old, and he's about 16 hands. Yes, he is broke to ride, but he probably should have some experience. His feet have been trimmed, he's been clipped, he's wormed, and his teeth have been done. He is an easy keeper, and he loves attention, and he loads up in a horse trailer very easy. I'm asking $600 for him or trade. If you would like a picture, feel free to email me and ask me for pics of him. Does need an experienced rider. If you have more questions, feel free to call me at this number, blah, blah, blah. Thank you. How'd I do?
That translation was very
good. That
was
good. A good ad.
Craigslist. I can't
yeah,
imagine.
That was good. I buy that horse.
Yeah, that was terrific. I don't know what was wrong with that ad.
That was a great ad. Now I'm going to read it to you the way that they wrote it. And, I'll just go for it. Hewall, everyone. I have a sweet horse that I'm sailing. He is a white Arati. He is 9 years old. He stands about 15'4". Yes, he is borked to ride. You have to have a experience ride on he. He had his feet term and clip. He has been bee worm and his teeth too. He is an easy keeper. He loves the attention. He load up in a horse trailer easy. I am asked $600 for him. I will trade something too. If you want pick of horse, feel free to email me and ask for pics of him. Need an experienced rider. If you have more questions, feel free to call. Thank you. Thank you. I'm here all week. I am here all week. Tip your waiters and wait staff.
It's had more misspellings in one ad than I've ever seen. And by the way, there's just so much wrong. But isn't 15.4 actually 16 hands?
That's why when I translated it, I translated it the other way. We have to post this on Craigslist right now.
Yeah,
on our Facebook.
Yeah,
and just
you
say,
have to see the spelling.
and when I said he is borked to ride and you have to have a experience ride on he, that's because there's a question mark at the end. There's
I've
a question
said.
Mark at the end of almost every sentence, a period, and then a question mark on some. So enjoy the greatest Craigslist ad, Dawn Bailey providing the most amazing Craigslist ad that we've had, you know, since we started the segment, which began today. So you guys have a lot to beat for next Friday, because we are going to have more ads this time every Friday, because it's Freestyle Friday and we can, because that's what we do.
Well, thank you to everybody that submitted. Please send your ads for next week to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com, and we will have another great prize for you next week as well. And thank you again to Spursuader for providing that. It looks like we have Chris Stafford on the line, host of the Eventing Dressage and Jumping Radio shows. Chris, how can you follow that ad up? I want to see you try.
That takes some doing, guys.
Is your horse 15-4-2? Do you have a horse 15-4?
Yeah. Or 16-5, whichever way you look at it. Well, but, guys, I've got some breaking news from my shows this week, and I thought your listeners would like to hear about it because we're going to make some big changes. Well, big changes. We're going to mix it up a little bit. I've talked to Tammy Strantz, of course, our co-host on the Western Radio Show, and Helena B., of course, your co-host on several shows, and we're going to mix it up a bit, and they're going to come over onto my shows and host a couple of those a month, I'm sorry. And Tammy's going to take over the Eventing Radio Show a couple of times a month, and I'm going to switch out with her and go over to Western. And for the Jumping Show, Helena's going to give that a go. She says she'll start with once a month, but I'm going to see if we can persuade her to do twice a month. And she hasn't quite decided which show she wants to trade out with me. I didn't know if you had any ideas, Glenn.
Oh, I think she should trade out. She should definitely do dressage.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she should do dressage, and then you should come over and do tack and habit with me to talk about products.
Well, I've had very bad habits regarding tack.
Me too.
That's the best line of the day, Chris. I want to see Tammy. You know, Tammy just bought a dressage saddle. Did you know that?
Yeah, well, we were tossing it up. We couldn't decide whether she should do the Eventing Show or the dressage show, and she said no, she'd rather start with the Eventing Show.
Is it legal to shoot your gun on the Eventing cross-country course? Is it legal to shoot your way to the course?
No, you cannot be armed. But I just thought
really
it would
make
it a lot more interesting because of my background in the Western world. And,
yeah.
I have a license to carry a concealed weapon, so that part's easy. I can shoot.
Yeah, while riding at about 800 miles an hour.
Absolutely. That's what I grew up doing.
Have you ever sat in a Western saddle, Chris?
Have I? I have ridden more miles in a Western saddle than you would care to know,
really?
Glenn. But I just wondered if you thought that idea was, you know, okay, I know we hadn't run it by you first, and normally we do, but
I think we should ask Alan how he feels.
Well,
Alan would
know,
be
Jamie,
great
Jamie,
at the dressage show.
Jamie, the dressage, we could trade you. Would you like to do the dressage show for a couple of times a month?
Only if I can do it with Alan.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
That'd be great.
That's perfect. Alan, we're switching you over to dressage. We just want you to know. And I think he's actually listening because he just posted on Facebook.
Did he really?
So, yes, he did.
Please
yeah,
don't tell me it's not another picture of an Oompa Loompa, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay, sweet. Thank God. Oh, that's funny, actually. really bad ads. He said that the last guy needed to sell his horse to pay off his college student loans because clearly that guy got a lot of English classes to pay for.
Well, Chris, I'm looking forward to all these changes. I think it's about time we switched some shows up.
Well, that's what I was thinking, Glenn. You know, there's no better time to start, you know, in the spring, you know, make some brand new changes to the show. And people get tired of listening to me on all three shows every month, I'm sure.
Well, I got it. For Rolex, we'll have you do the morning show, and I'll do the Eventing Show with Tammy in the afternoons.
Oh,
that'd be fun.
What a fit. That's a great fit.
That's perfect. Tammy and I together doing the Eventing Show? Doesn't get any better than that.
No, and I think, you know, having a spell on the Western Radio Show, you know, we'll obviously broaden the audience. That's what we're looking to, is build our audience, broaden our audience, get a little bit of cross-promotion going on here, and that's what we're all about at the Horse Radio Network.
Jennifer, I got to talk to Jennifer. Jennifer, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Can you not take Chris's calls anymore? Tell her we'll call her back.
Jamie, I had mentioned to you before, I'm happy to disregard certain calls
if the greenbacks are appropriate. And I'm still waiting for the last $20.
I don't know, but we have a list of people that call that we definitely don't put through immediately. And on that list, of course, is Alan from the Western Show. We might have to put Chris on that list now. Go ahead and pencil that in. That would be great. Chris,
right.
Awesome call. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're really welcome, fun. Jamie. I love you, too. And have a very, very happy April 1st.
Bye-bye.
Awesome.
Oh, I think that just, let's just end it after that. I love that segment. Love the Craigslist ads. Congratulations again to the winner, to Dawn Bailey, for walking away with the Spurs waiters. Oh, that was almost a pun. It was almost a pun. And we have some news stories here, but we don't have time for them. I think we're just going to have to.
I just want to tell people this is like the coolest thing ever, and I have to let them know before we go because today is the last day. This contest closes tonight, midnight Eastern time. Go to eventingnation.com, okay? They are doing a contest. All you have to do is fill out a form with your information so they could call you back and tell you that you have won the VIP contest with Philip Dutton from SmartPack. And SmartPack has given this whole thing away with Eventing Nation, a 4-day pass to Rolex, a $2,500 travel voucher that will cover your airfare, hotel, car rental, and food. You get to visit the barn in Rolex. You get to meet Philip. You get to take photos with Philip Dutton's horses. You get a course walk, a private course walk with Philip Dutton. You get to watch one of his warm-up rides ringside, and you get a gift pack from SmartPack and Coast Quinn. So just keep that in mind. Go on to eventingnation.com and go win a private course walk with Philip Dutton. I might have entered about 47 times already. It doesn't matter. but check it out, eventingnation.com. It ends today.
All right, and I'm going to hold my story about Slutty Ponies until Monday. So if you want to learn all about Little Slutty Ponies, then Monday is the day that you want to tune in. Thank you, everybody, for joining us this week. We really appreciate it. Wouldn't be half as much fun if you weren't here commenting away on Facebook, so please keep it up. And we appreciate Reese taking time out of her busy riding schedule. I'm looking forward to seeing her next weekend, and we're going to obviously get to see her for some hot browns over at over at Ramsey's during Rolex. That'll be fun as well. And, of course, you can listen to all the shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com, and we're on Twitter at Horse Radio.
If you missed the live show, you can listen to a recorded version on our website, affiliate websites, iTunes. Chris, I just got a chat message from Chris. She's like, what, you didn't like my April Fool's joke? Yeah, no comment. We'll be back Monday morning at 9 Eastern, and Glenn's going to tell you all about Slutty Ponies. And I wish I could find a better way to describe these My Little Ponies besides Slutty Ponies, but I can't because they're Slutty Ponies. So we'll tell you more about that Monday morning at 9. Goodbye, everybody. Have a great weekend. Say goodbye, Glenn.
Goodbye, everybody. Wear your helmet.